Good morning, everyone. Says, I hope everyone is having a beautiful Sabbath that God has sanctified for us. Brethren, there are many types of allegiances. Like an allegiance to country, state, government, organizations, or teams, even when they lose or win. But what does allegiance mean? According to the Funk-Wagnall Dictionary, it means devotion or loyalty to your government or cause, which our cause is God. Loyalty means faithful and true. Now, for those that like titles, my title is going to be True Allegiance to God, our Creator, our Father. Brother, how many remember the Pledge of Allegiance? But for those that don't, I'd like to read it to you. It said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But what does it say? I'm going to go back to two words that's in it. It says, under God. It doesn't say man or group, government. It says, under God. It says, many people have lost their allegiance to our country and to our great God. Will and I were talking a few days ago about how much has changed in the years. When we were in elementary school, every day before school, the Pledge of Allegiance was said out loud with our hand over our heart. Bible verses were read, and prayer was asked of God to be with the activities of the day. But now in many schools, Bible is no longer allowed. Prayers are not allowed. And talking about the Bible is not allowed. But are now being taught evolution, and that there is no creator God. God had a covenant with our allegiance with the Israelites. God delivered the Israelites from slavery out of Egypt. And he promised them, if they would keep his laws and keep his commandments, that they would be his people, and he would be their God. God provided for all their needs. Let's turn over, rather, to Exodus 13, 21, 22. Okay. In Exodus 13, 21 and 22, it says, and they took the journey from Succoth and encamped in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by the night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Brother, God kept his allegiance to his people. Let's turn over now to Exodus 16, 35. Exodus 16:35, brother. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited, and came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Brother, God provided manna for their food. All right. Let's go over to Exodus 40, brother. Exodus 40, brother, 36 through 38. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But as the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel through all out their journeys. Let's prove God's loyalty to his people. He does what he says. Well, let's turn over to Philippians 4:19, please. Philippians. Philippians 4:19, please. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Okay. All right, brother, let's turn over to Nehemiah 9:21. Brother, Nehemiah 9:21 says, yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. So, brethren, what should we be doing now? We should be teaching our children, our grandchildren. Teaching them what? Let's turn to Deuteronomy 6, 7, 8. All right, brethren, Deuteronomy 6, 7, and 8. And they should teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the ways, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall see be as a frontlet between thine eyes. But why, brother, should we be doing this, teaching our children? So that they may have the same chance as we do to have a true alliance to our God, our Creator, our Father. Brother, we live in a country with so many blessings and freedoms, but without God, none of it would be possible. So, brother, it's okay to have allegiance to what God has given us, and we should. But our true allegiance should be to our God, our Creator, our Father. Our sovereign power is God. So in closing, brother, I'd like you to turn to Revelation 19:16. All right, brethren, Revelation 19:16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.